Welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 30 plus years of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522 if you want to be on the show. Hey, John.
Hey, Peter.
How you doing?
Grand as always. How about yourself?
I want to give you some numbers.
I was told there would be no math on this test.
Well, there's going to be a little bit of math today.
Okay.
All right. I have several little tiny policies and things that I've subscribed to along my journey that were helpful to me. Like,
sure.
I had a vision care and dental care policy that I had.
And this is for you.
This is for me. Well, for me and the family.
Okay.
Well, for Gracie. My kids are grown. So, and then I had a telemedicine program that I subscribed to for years. All right. So I had $80-something dollars for the vision care, $25 for the telemedicine thing. All right.
Okay.
And then I just changed over my car insurance and my homeowner's insurance because I had access now to a better rate through MediShare.
Homeowners.
So far, and I was able to cancel the vision dental thing because MediShare, that's already part of it.
Okay.
Now, I started saving, the moment I went on MediShare, I started saving $135 a month versus what I was going to have to do under my old policy that they were just raising the rates on. You've heard about that on the news
a little bit.
And so I started saving $135 immediately just from going on MediShare.
Right on.
Now, I was able to cancel the telemedicine thing because MediShare has a telemedicine thing. So that's another $25. Then I was able to cancel the vision and dental thing because they have that. So that's $83.
When was your last cleaning?
My last cleaning was within the last 6 months.
Okay.
And then I went and got my vision checked the other day. And I've got my flu shot. Then, because I'm a part of that, they have access to a better rate through homeowners and car insurance. So I'm saving now another $30 a month with that.
Hey, right on.
I did all the adding up. I'm saving $260 a month right now.
Straight to the bottom line of that budget.
Without doing anything different other than just consolidating. That's 40...
Eliminating redundancies.
How much is that a year? That's $3,500 a year, roughly?
Yes. I was told there would be no math, Peter, remember? If that's, it's $200 a month, that's $2,400 a year.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so those are real dollars. I'm saving, and I didn't do anything spectacular.
Sweet American dollars.
Sweet American dollars. I mean, that's, I went on MediShare for that.
Well, and this is one of the things that we deal with a lot with callers or people asking questions or just caregivers in general. There is a budget concern, always.
There has been for me.
Yeah.
Now, Gracie has already spent it. No, she hasn't. But Gracie's not a member. Because of all of the stuff she's on, she's it. But the vision and dental stuff will cover her.
Oh, right on. Okay.
And, of course, the homeowners, the car insurance, and all that kind of stuff.
She benefits directly.
And the telemedicine will cover her.
Ah.
Which is I'm a big fan of telemedicine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
you don't have to get in the car? Let's go.
Doing telemedicine as a caregiver, because this is the time of year when you get all kinds of sinus stuff and everything else that's going on. Who has time to go to the doctor? You know, I mean, and that's the problem we as caregivers do. We don't go to our own doctor anyway. Well, now the doctor is just a phone call away or a video conference away for minor stuff, you know, that can turn into major stuff. So
is preventative care.
It's all preventative. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was, and I went and got my vision checked the other day. Dr. Ming Wang, who's been on our show before, he would be proud.
Oh, that's right.
And I went and got it because, you know, that's again, the getting your eyes checked as a caregiver is kind of way down on the list. I'm regularly get my dentist. My dentist takes MediShare.
Okay.
And so I regularly get my teeth cleaned and, you know, all those kinds of things that caregivers don't do. We just put it off and put it off and put it off.
It's real easy to skip those cleanings.
Well, and I know that you're a big dental fan.
Oh, yeah. Mama was a hygienist.
Yes. There's a song in that somewhere.
Oh, Mama was a hygienist.
And this is what I'm on a mission to do with help my fellow caregivers is to provide them with access to things and services and products and resources that'll help them. MediShare has done that for me, and it's a wonderful, it's biblical-based healthcare. It's a healthcare plan thousands of years in the making.
Oh,
I actually came up with that. They like
that.
That's
good.
Came up with that. Y'all could write that down. Those of you watching my Facebook, this is. But it is. It's bearing one another's burden. It's not insurance. It's a the best
it's
way
like a
for
cost sharing or a co-op.
Yeah, kind of a co-op.
Okay.
With a preferred provider component as well.
Okay.
And MediShare.
Now these are marketplace.
Yeah.
Compatible. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So if you're struggling with trying to find affordable health care in the Affordable Health Care Act, I've got a place for you, and it's nationwide, and it's portable. Portable is the key because so many people, I just found this out the other day, somebody's leaving their home and moving to another state to take care of their mother for X amount of time. They don't know yet. Do they have health care needs that are portable? MediShare is not insurance, but it's portable, and now you can do this and take advantage of it. It's a wonderful
MediShare,
way.
MediShare, correct.
MediShare. 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522, and we'll be right back.